that completes our other business, our old business for today. Moving on to other business, item one is King Farm Industrial Park. It's conditional use 1705, site plan on Park Avenue.
Mr. Chairman, I've provided each of you with a copy of the site plan. This is a site plan for an industrial park. This conditional use was approved October 2nd, 2007 with 29 conditions. The 29 conditions of approval are referenced on page 2. This project is divided into 4 phases. Four warehouse buildings containing 385, 110,000 square feet. There's 11 contractor condominium buildings containing 101, 700,000 square feet. This is a change from a site plan that was submitted during the public hearing. Condition of approval 21 allows the commission to change the type and square footage of the buildings. Total square footage for this plan is 486,810,000 square feet. The approval permits 486,850. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. The developers are requesting that traffic from the proposed warehouse 1 be able to utilize Park Avenue. The conditions of approval allow the commission to change this. A required landscaping plan for the buffer area has been provided. The buffer will be planted on a 3-foot berm and staggered with 4 rows of trees along Park Avenue. The buffer along the Oaks of Georgetown is staggered with 2 rows of trees. The plan indicates that 313 trees will be planted. Different height species are referenced on the landscape plan. The minimum height of the plantings is 8 to 10 feet. That's also depicted on the landscape plan. Sussex County will provide water to the project. Sewer will be provided by the town of Georgetown. The retained forested area has been reduced to 16.15 acres, or 38%, from the 17.5 acres that were shown on the plan that was submitted at the public hearing. Parking's been calculated on 1 space for every 2 employees. 4 warehouses propose 140 employees with 70 parking spaces. The 11 condo contractor sites propose 330 employees with 165 parking spaces. 235 are required under this calculation. They've provided 325. 13 loading spaces are required and 89 have been provided. The project's in 4 phases. Phase 1 contains 10 contractor condo buildings. There are 8 buildings that are 9,000 square feet and the other 2 are 9,900 square feet. The landscape buffers and stormwater management pond number 1 is included in this phase. Phase 1 also contains 146 parking spaces. Phase 2 includes a warehouse number 1, which is 157,200 square feet, 57 parking spaces. Phase 3 is a 72,000 square foot warehouse and a 9,900 square foot contractor condo building with 52 parking spaces. Phase 4 includes a 39,910 square foot warehouse and a 116,000 square foot warehouse. 70 parking spaces are included in this phase. Preliminary approval could be considered. Final approval should be subject to review and approval of the commission once we receive all agency approvals. Some of those conditions are the report that needs to be submitted. We've not received that yet. Before the final site plan. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Johnson, I believe this lies in your vast area of domain.
It is, sir, and I may have a couple of questions pertaining to this. And for clarification for myself and for the commissioners, what I have noted is that the change, as I see it in terms of the number of buildings, is that originally they were proposing 19 contractor condos for a total of 170,000 square feet. So they've, if I'm correct, Mr. Abbott, they've reduced the number of buildings down to 11 for the contractor condos from 19, and they've reduced the square footage of those condos from 170 to 101,700 square feet.
Correct.
And they've increased the warehouse space. In looking at the plan, I know one of the conditions was that there was to be a 50-foot buffer along the front, and it appears as though the 50-foot buffer includes the Del Dot required 15-foot right-of-way. Is that correct, Mr. Abbott? I was on one of these multiple pages in here. Yes, I'm looking, Mr. Abbott, I'm looking at the third diagram from the end where it talks about a 50-foot landscape buffer. And that appears that that includes the proposed 15-foot wide multimodal easement.
That's correct.
Is that within in our definition of a 50-foot landscape buffer that the 15-foot multimodal easement would be included in that? Gentlemen, that's one of my concerns, that we're not getting into landscape buffers like stormwater management ponds as we've had in the past.
Well, I think if you look at the purpose of the buffer, what's being suggested, I don't think is inconsistent. They're basically just putting a pathway through the trees there.
Okay, you got a dedicated right-of-way, then the 15-foot wide multimodal easement, and what appears to be approximately 5-foot landscape area.
Yeah, they're...
Okay, I just want to make sure we weren't running afoul one of the conditions that were placed on this project. Another question I have, Mr. Abbott, is I know one of the conditions that the council imposed had to do with landscaping of the property owners across the road, and I didn't know if that was being proposed or requested by any of those landowners. That's condition number 28.
What's submitted is not showing any, and that condition reads, if the Wilson, Rogers, Adams, or Moses families request it and agree to it, the applicant shall install landscaping not to exceed 30 feet in width along their property's right-of-way.
That meant that could still be under.
We don't know if they, know if the owners across the street have requested it or not.
Gentlemen, would it be appropriate to say that if they do request it, that that be completed in phase one?
Sure.
And then the other concern I had to do with their change concerning warehouse number one, that originally the idea, as I recall, was that that was to have access through the county airport, and that in essence it was to be fenced off, and I know part of that concern was had to deal with not having this project become a new entrance and exit to the county airport, and adding that many more cars on that section of the road. With that in mind, would it be appropriate to add a stipulation that should that warehouse number one gain access to the airport, that that project be fenced off from the remainder of the of this conditional use?
And the purpose being that you want to eliminate a thoroughfare from?
Yes, the purpose being that As it was presented to us in the public hearing, was that at that time anyhow, the warehouse number one was thought to become a part of the Pats Airport project, and there was concern that you'd have all the Pats employees and other folks that work at the county airport using that as a thoroughfare. And that's why the original plan required that that be fenced off. I just don't want to open up a Pandora's box by changing that particular condition.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Possibly does.
Is it on here?
Does number 13 perhaps take care of that?
Yeah, I think
condition 13 mentions combined entrance is preferable. So located to establish minimal impact.
If I can figure out where I found that.
It was my understanding that the fence was something that was offered by the applicant to do just what you're asking it not to do.
Well, looking at condition removed, number 26 is what I'm talks about. The warehouse one will only have access to Baltimore Avenue only, and the barrier or gate shall be installed to prevent access for all buildings except warehouse one.
Gates there.
And I don't know if that was a condition that was placed by council or by us. That might have been. Because I think that the commission's original motion only contained 24 conditions and it wound up with 26. Nine. Yeah, that was not a condition that was recommended by this commission, but was added by council. So I don't know if that's a condition we can change, or is that
27 condition number 27 that the council put on allowed you to change any traffic pattern.
Okay, I see it now. Thank you.
I'm not bothered necessarily by the way it's on the plan. The chance that they're going to use it as a thoroughfare, I think, depends on who ends up in the building as much as anything else.
The gate can only be added in the later case.
Yeah. It would have to be pretty convoluted. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of danger the way it's laid out now.
Okay.
Think so.
So, with my based on our discussion, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1705 site plan on Park Avenue, and this is a preliminary site plan, I believe.
I've suggested that it come back to the commission as a final.
For the final.
Makes sense.
Then my recommendation is for approval as a preliminary with the final site plan to be brought back to the commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve King Farm Industrial Park conditional use number 1705 site plan on Park Avenue as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the commission at a later date. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next